At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here at 670 The Score, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. I'm David Haw, back at work with Bruce Levine, talking baseball like we do every Saturday. Today, recovering from the Cubs getting belly bombed in New York, and still reveling in a White Sox walk-off on a very special night at the rate. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
David, I wish I had the energy you have. You brought it today. Is it
I've been off a week.
Second cup of coffee?
I haven't worked in a week, Bruce.
That's right. You've been refreshed. Congratulations.
What do you want me to be? Glad to be back. Missed a lot of stuff.
Even Cal Ripken would take a breather once in a while.
I'm worried, though, Bruce. I'm worried. I return a little bit worried about the Cubs. I'm impressed by the White Sox. A lot has happened in the last week. There's a lot to get to. We'll get to what we can till 11:30. We're going to build a bridge to Cubs pregame. That's what we're going to do today because the Cubs back with against the Yankees. The Cubs are going to be right here on the Score, and you can keep it here all morning long because we'll be broadcasting until 11:30. That's when Cubs pregame begins with Zach Zaidman.
I'm going to have you run a few laps just to...
I will stretch during breaks.
The energy is unbelievable.
I'm fine. I'm shot out of a cannon.
Well, we're also going to be talking about the 2005 Chicago White Sox reunion, the Burley statue unveiling yesterday. Terrific moment for Mark and his family and White Sox fans. It's Sox, it's Cubs, it's everything Chicago baseball here on Inside the Clubhouse every Saturday from 9 to 11. Bonus time today till 11:30.
Extra innings.
As we go directly into Zach Zaidman's pregame show for Cubs-Yankees.
This is how we're going to get there. 9:30, Michael Bush. He's had quite a first half of the season, first 100 games or so. He's going to join us at 9:30. Mike Shirley, the White Sox amateur scouting director, will join us at 10 o'clock. By the way, the draft is tomorrow.
Biggest secret in sports.
It is. The MLB draft. Going to slip that in between the end of the first half and the All-Star game. We're talking to him at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about the Cubs and what they will do as well during that segment. And at 11 o'clock, Cliff Polite, one of the more underrated members of the 2005 White Sox. Gentlemen's gentleman, really consummate pro, key part of that White Sox bullpen that did so much. And he's going to look back at that season. And Bruce, we haven't talked, we haven't been on the air since we lost Bobby Jenks, and I think that Cliff Polite will be one who can put Bobby's importance to the White Sox and that season in perspective.
Well, I think Bobby was like everybody's little brother, and he was that on the Chicago White Sox team that year. The third closer that the Chicago White Sox used that season, which is one of the unique parts of that whole championship run. The fact that it was started with Shingo, went to Hermanson, and then to Bobby Jenks at the end, who was on the mound serving up that ground ball to Uribe, to Canerco, to Reinsdorf.
That's how it went. Historic, and that was always going to be the memory. And as AJ Pierzynski said, one of the more iconic photos he's always going to be part of that. He's going to be front and center, and certainly his memory is they're special memories, and people have eulogized him very. It's been emotional for the White Sox have said goodbye to Bobby Jenks because of what he meant to that team. And really to White Sox history. So we'll continue to talk about him moving forward. But we're gonna start with what happened on Friday. 312-644-6767. We can start in New York, but there also was a special game and a doubleheader at the Wright Field on the south side with the White Sox splitting one with the Guardians. White Sox, they won 5-4 in 11 innings of Mike Tauchman walk off. But Bruce, Cody Bellinger went crazy in New York. Three home runs against the Cubs, his former team, the first major leaguer to hit three home runs in his first game back facing his former team. He almost had four, if not four.
He did have four, but it was taken back out of the stands.
King Tuck said, not today. Not today. So Kyle Tucker, that was a lone Cub highlight of the night. A
lot of irony there.
Yes.
I mean, tremendous amount with the guy who replaced Bellinger with the Cubs in right field. And now the great argument, David, is, okay, were the Cubs better off keeping Bellinger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where would he play on this team?
Well, it's an obvious question to ask the day after he hits three home runs to beat you 11-0.
3.5 home runs.
To nothing. 11 3.5 homers. Okay. But Bellinger in New York made a lot of sense because of his family history there, because he's gone from L.A. to Chicago and now New York. He's making the rounds. He's an easy guy to fit in any clubhouse or lineup. But Bruce, you know where I stand and how I've viewed that entire thing. I could accept them letting Cody Bellinger go because of some of the realities of who they had and the trade for Kyle Tucker. What bothered me, and maybe still bothers me a little bit, is that that money was not reallocated.
It kind of was.
Was it? How?
Well, first of
Tell
all...
Me, remind me how.
Well, to get Tucker, okay?
Okay.
So the trade for Tucker wasn't made yet. The $30 million. So you had a period of time where Bellinger was gone, traded for a nondescript pitcher who was eventually released at the end of spring training. And all the Cub fans had to sit on was, the Cubs are not going to spend any money. This is a salary dump. Who's going to replace this guy? Okay? And then they have the big trade with Houston. They bring in Tucker, who is anybody's choice to be one of the top five or seven players in baseball. I think he's played that way for the most part in the first half. I think he's totally changed the dynamic of the Cub look in the lineup every day and the way that they're looked at by the opponents. He hasn't disappointed.
I don't think he's disappointed at all. In fact, he's been an all-star and he's earned it.
Right.
My question was never either Kyle Tucker or Cody Bellinger. My question was, why are we so quick to accept the answer that they couldn't have both?
What if I tell you it was because of Ian Happ that they had to trade Cody Bellinger?
I would understand that, but given that Ian Happ is in a 2-for-32 slump in July, I would say they could have probably kept Cody Bellinger.
Right.
Recency bias.
Well,
you're right. They wanted to go with the certainty, the defense, and they. I understand keeping Ian Happ. I understand betting on Pete Crow Armstrong, and certainly trading for Kyle Tucker. Seiya Suzuki, no trade clause, difficult to move.
But they talked to him about it.
But he didn't move.
He said no. He said there's a couple teams he would consider.
So those are all complicated things. Cody Bellinger had $27 million. You would have to pay him to stay, which I think made him more easy to move. So I think the Cubs took the path of least resistance, and that's why he's a Yankee, not a Cub.
So they got nothing back for him other than moving the numbers around so that they could do what Hoyer and what you know, the front office was able to do, which is make trades, move things around, bring in a winner in right field. You know, again, Bellinger did not have a good year last year.
No.
He was injured twice. The numbers were mediocre. He had three outstanding months as a Chicago Cub the year before where he was MVP caliber player from July all the way through the end of 2023. He was one of the best players in baseball, without question. However, is there anybody out there that will tell you right now that they would rather have Bellinger than Kyle Tucker?
No. No.
Let's hear. 312-644-6767.
I think that's understandable, Bruce, but I think it's the wrong question.
Okay.
I think it's the wrong question because if you are a team like the Cubs with World Series aspirations and a big market payroll and approach to this season with all of the urgency that we have seen unfold, and it's real. I think we can accept it's real. The question is, how creative were you willing to let the Cubs try to be to fit Cody Bellinger on your roster? And in that, I mean, we're talking to a guy at 930 that's very versatile. He played second base in the Dodgers organization. He took grounders at third base, I think, when I forget what crisis we were encountering at that point, but Michael Busch was taking ground balls at third base. He is a good athlete. Where's the Cubs' biggest positional dilemma right now? It's third base. Now, Matt Shaw's terrific defensively. Michael Shaw might have been a liability, but if you could have gotten Cody Bellinger at first base and Michael Busch at third, I want to know why the Cubs avoided that possibility rather than if it's either Kyle Tucker or Cody Bellinger.
Well, according to Craig Council, when I talked to him, they don't consider Busch a third baseman.
Close-minded then. I think it sounds pretty close-minded.
No, it's not close-minded. If you don't think a guy has the moves to make that play from third base, we've seen for the last, is it 3 years?
Yes.
Nobody being able to play the position until Shaw, who was questionable coming in defensively, has played the position beautifully since he came back, right?
Fine.
He can't hit, but but he has played the position well. So they haven't been able to fill that position, right? But you don't put somebody in there at third base that you don't think that can play there.
Could Nico Hoerner play third base?
Well, then you'd be weakening a defensive position that's a gold glove position.
But this is in the spirit of the conversation. This is a hypothetical. This is what the Cubs were, the debate they might have been having last December or November. Heading into spring training, could we do this, guys? Could we put Michael Busch at second base, Nico Hoerner at third to keep Cody at first base? And boy, look at that lineup, 1-9. Goodness sakes, Bruce, look at that. And you're having Nico Hoerner and Michael Busch and Cody Bellinger in the same lineup.
Yeah, and you'd have a pretty bad defense, too. I mean, the strength of the Chicago Cubs, besides when they're putting up the double-digit numbers in their bullpen, has been their defense, right?
I would agree with that. I mean,
the run prevention is what the Cubs are really great at.
They're averaging 5.4 runs per game. And going into last night's game, that was the best in the league.
Right. But, you know, a lot of them, you know, 17, 18 games were double digits, right?
True.
So the real average is somewhere between 4.5 and 5, which is good enough to be a championship caliber offense. It's good enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you see three games like they've had out of the last four, right? They scored 2 runs, no runs.
They've been shut out 6 times this year, too.
Right. So it's not going to happen every day.
Right.
But what can happen every day is you have really good run prevention. Run prevention is not sexy in baseball, but it is the key to the game more than it's ever been now, with strikeout pitchers and shutdown defenders at every position.
I would agree that the defense is the strength of this team. The bullpen.
They don't have strikeout pitchers.
They don't have swing and miss guys, so they need to have a sound defense. Okay, I can accept that, but that is the answer. Then that is the answer. That's why Cody Bellinger isn't here, and that's why he was
and he's a good
traded
defender.
To the Yankees. And he's a Gold Glove defender.
He might be the best first baseman that doesn't play that position in baseball.
I miss him, Bruce. I'm not going to lie. I miss those belly bombs out of Wrigley Field.
I think you missed yesterday's game.
I miss Cody Bellinger.
Right.
I like him. He was one of my favorite players in the Cubs.
You know, I mean, the durability, he was hurt twice each year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not his fault. It was out of trying to do more than he could at some points by banging into walls. He's and
16 homers. You know, he's got 54 runs batted in. His OPS is 838.
His numbers are very close to what the Bellinger's are.
They're Bellinger-esque.
They're close to Tucker.
They're close to Tucker. I'm not going to say he's better than Tucker because he's not.
No.
He's not. But he's a guy that you miss when he's gone, especially after he hits three home runs and puts you in a panic.
Bellinger changed the dynamic of the Cub offense for 3 months. Tucker has done that walking in and will most likely continue to do it because of his plate discipline as well. Okay. The guy strikes out, but he walks as much or more than he strikes out. The guy is a OPS 875 to 950 machine, right? I mean, there's no question about that. Now, defensively, has he looked tired out there some games where he looks like he's dragging it? Yeah, he's played every game. He's DH'd maybe 7, 8, 9 times.
Wow. He may, but he's still producing.
He's and a terrific player.
Enjoy these last 68 games of the season because they might be the last 68 games you see of Kyle Tucker in a Cub uniform.
Or they're going to give him the $500 million.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
We'll see. I think it depends. And it depends. We're more than mid-season. We're at the All-Star break. I don't know that I expected or was prepared for this much uncertainty about what the future would hold for Kyle Tucker, as I think there is a lot of uncertainty surrounding him.
I asked a Cub executive the other day, who is the most important player on the team this year, Kyle Tucker or Pete Crow Armstrong? He said, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wrong answer. Pete has been a sensation. A terrific baseball story. He's been the fun of this team. He's been a sensation, really. But the guy who has made everything work from the beginning has been, to me, Kyle Tucker.
You may think it's a wrong answer. To me, it's a telling answer.
It's my answer.
No, your answer's fine. I can debate that. We can spend the rest of the show picking that apart, but we won't. I think the Cubs answering, a Cubs executive answering that is PCA, tells me that they may value him more than they value Kyle Tucker. And if Kyle Tucker is going to earn the $500 million that you think he's going to demand or command in the open market, the Cubs better value him more than any other player in this roster.
Let me ask you this, David. Is it going to depend on how deep they get into the playoffs?
Yes.
So one equals the other.
You're right. If the Cubs go to the NLCS and Kyle Tucker's a big part of the reason why, there's no way they can let him walk. Okay. If they miss the playoffs, and by the way, we are two games away from going into the All-Star break and the Cubs being in second place. Just for a reality check here. As much fun as this has been, and this has been a tremendous half summer already, but the Cubs, because of the way the Brewers are playing and because of the way they're limping into the All-Star break, if they get swept in New York and the Brewers win the next two games against the Nasty Nats, the Brewers will be in first place on Monday morning.
So?
I think that's worthy of panic or crisis
or Cubs,
at least a drink.
Were the Cubs 8 or 10 games out last year this time?
I don't know. Last year, so yesterday. I just am worried about this weekend. Cubby crisis.
You're crying about a really good team that has the second best record in the National League, right?
I know. They're a really good team. It's been so much fun. I love PCA.
You want the 10-game lead, right?
What happened to cruise control?
Ask our friend Mark Grody, who said it was over 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, didn't he? Well, you can't trust anything Grody says.
That's 2 days in a row Grody. That I beat him, our good friend Mark Grody, who does a sensational job of doing what he does best, covering the Bears.
He does a great job of whatever he does. All right, so before we get to the phone calls, Bruce, I want to at least mention last night was a special one on the South Side. Mark Burley had his statue unveiled, and it was a tremendous ceremony. I saw a lot of it on the Chicago Sports Network, who did a terrific job of covering all of the emotion and the event itself. Mark Burley, a man of few words, typically spent 17 minutes talking to the local media. That was enjoyable. And then he and Ozzie Guillen were on the set at CHSN. They hugged on the set. That was really cool. And I just thought they handled it really well. And it was nice to see the White Sox then hold on 5-4 winners in a walk-off hit by Mike Tauchman in the 11th inning.
the humbleness of Mark Burley and the way he was able to put different things into different compartments in his life is so evident then when he was a ball player and his responsibilities to his teammates, to the fans, even to the media, and to his life now where he doesn't talk to anybody in baseball and he's out there hunting most of the time and shooting things. And just his speech alone, the humbleness of, aw shucks, I'm happy for my wife, my children, my parents. I'm humbled by this. I can't wait to get back to hunting. You know, I'm not comfortable with this. It's all great, but I need to get back. And Burley was everybody's favorite player for a lot of these reasons, including every game was 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Nobody loved it more than a sports writer on Deadline.
Oh, I mean, it was just, you know, the game, one way or another, he was either beating somebody in 2 hours and 10 minutes or getting his butt kicked, and it was still 2 hours and 10 minutes because he would still pitch six innings even when he got his butt kicked.
And this is Mark Burley in his own words last night after the statue unveiling.
I don't even really put it into words. Like, it's literally, like, you don't play the game for any of this. Like, I literally went out there and played just because I love baseball and I love competing. And, you know, all the numbers and all that stuff comes of it, but you never think of this number retirement statue. Like, that's just, it's not even, I can't even wrap my head around it. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
That was Mark Burley on the Chicago Sports Network yesterday, and it was definitely a special occasion, and I thought that the Sox rose to it.
The ultimate blue-collar Chicago White Sox player, the guy that threw a perfect game and a no-hitter, the unlikeliness of him doing what he did for his career, averaging 200 innings for over 10 years, the 200 wins, the,
I remember
walking into the clubhouse, I think it was 2003, and he was on a skid where I think his record was like 1-8. And it was before the game he was going to start. And I was walking through from the dugout to back to the press box, and he stops me and he said, "Bruce, am I ever going to win another game?"
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said, "Burley, you're in a slump. You're still the same pitcher that won 19 games the year before, right? Don't worry about it." And it was like, I mean, that's how humble he was, even when he was at the top of his game, right? It was just like, I have to go out there and prove myself again today.
He referred to himself as just another hillbilly from Missouri yesterday, and look what he has accomplished. So the humility was one of his biggest, most obvious strengths and personality traits, but he also was a competitor, and he was a guy that was as smart of a pitcher. He pitched. He didn't just throw.
The strength and conditioning coach of the White Sox, Alan Thomas's house burnt down, I'm trying to think what year, it was 2005 or 6, and Mark was at the forefront of getting all the players and everybody that had any money in the organization to pony up so that they could help Alan buy a new house.
Wow, not surprised at that, because that was just the kind of guy he is. And nice to remember Mark Burley, good old number 56, immortalized in bronze on the South Side. Before we break, let's squeeze in a phone call here. People have been patiently waiting. Daryl is on I-80. Daryl, welcome inside the clubhouse. How are you?
Hey, guys. Great show as always. Thanks for taking my call. The earlier debate about, like, did the Cubs give up Bellinger, was it a loss? I look at both teams, Yankees and Cubs, as benefiting from Bellinger going to the Yankees. And in fact, I think the Yankees are much better with him. But there's no doubt that Tucker brings a little something. And I would agree with what Bruce said about, you know, who's the most important player. But I think, you know, I was trying to think about this, the answer when you guys were talking about the last topic. I think it comes down to this. It's chemistry. I think the Cubs are a little bit better team chemistry-wise with Tucker. I'm not sure exactly how you define it, but that's my point. I'll shut up and let you talk.
Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate the phone call. It's an interesting point. Chemistry.
It is a good point, and the example that the veterans have set for the young players like Michael Bush will be our guest in about 6 or 7 minutes, and PCA, prime reason why, you know, they have to have the talent to be able to do it, but the examples that are set out there by the veterans, that's the key, and Tucker is that prime example.
A couple good texts coming in, 847. You're asking the wrong question. The real question is whether you would have been better off keeping Bellinger, Paredes, and Cam Smith versus acquiring Kyle Tucker. Fair enough. Another one says, that Cubs executive you talked to ought to be re-examined. And then 309, thank you. Panic crisis? Way too dramatic, David. That's kind of the point. I'm not overly panicked. You're concerned. You're concerned about the Cubs because they could be going into the All-Star break in second place. I don't like that.
I don't like the idea that coming into Bears training camp a few weeks away that the Cubs story would be second.
Right.
It's not going to be now because right. There is a pennant race. And as I said yesterday with Marshall and with Layla, I said, the Brewers are no joke.
No joke. You're right. With the Miz, they got the Miz who's an all-star. They got Woodruff back. They got Peralta.
Story.
And they got Pat Murphy. And as long as you have those four guys, you're going to stick around for a while.
So he was the muse all along, right?
I mean, the muse. You got the muse and the Miz. All right, we come back. We're going to talk to Michael Bush, a big reason why the Cubs are where they are this season. He's had himself a heck of a month of July. We'll talk to Michael Bush next. David Hall, Bruce Levine, it's Inside the Clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
All right, no belly bombs this series, but then afterwards.
I hope so.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This ball's got a chance. Gone! Number 3 from Michael Bush.
All right,
Here's the deal. Congratulations. Go and enjoy this with your teammates. But Chicago Cut is open for lunch tomorrow. You guys don't have to be at the plane till about 6, 7 o'clock. I'll pick you up. We'll go there for lunch and have a great time. Chicago Cut, the best steak in Chicago.
Think about that.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good night. Michael Bush, one of the big stars here in this series, guys. Now back to you up in the booth.
Bruce, would Zach and I be invited also?
Of course.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
Welcome back Inside the Clubhouse. David Haw, Bruce Levine here until 11:30 today on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. That's when the Cubs play the Yankees right here on The Score. Let's go out now to The Score hotline. Sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Download the Circa app today, which brings us to Michael Bush, the Cubs first baseman. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
So did you meet Bruce for lunch? Did you stand him up? What's the deal? Put us out of our suspense.
I had to stand him up. Unfortunately, I did.
You know what? It showed everybody about the true character of Michael Bush by not lying on the radio and saying that you were going to meet me for lunch. He said, I'll think about that. It's great having you on, Michael.
I took the nice way out.
Instead of saying, no way am I spending time with you. Just have some time for myself here. Going to Yankee Stadium, let's start right there. What is the aura like to a Michael Bush of just walking in to maybe not the house that Ruth built, but the house that Derek Jeter built?
Yeah, it was, pretty cool just walking in and, understanding the history behind a lot of great players who have played here. And, it's one of the most historic franchises in the game of baseball. So that was pretty cool. Great atmosphere. Still haven't got behind the wall to see some of the greats that have played here, but great atmosphere and just understanding history was pretty cool.
So Michael, you've had a heck of a month. You've had a heck of a first part of the season, first 100 games, and your numbers are eye-popping, and I think the kind of success that you have had has surprised some people, but maybe not you, and maybe this was what you expected all along. How would you describe why you were off to the kind of start that you have been off to and your consistency at the plate?
I think, it's just a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of understanding of who I've been, and who I am. And then just, a little bit of experience up in the big leagues, I think helps, just kind of understanding some of the little things of like routine to understanding the league, understanding some pitching and, gaining a little confidence at the plate, through all the ups and downs. I think, that's the game of baseball. You're just going to, ups and downs, and just trying to hold on to those ups as long as you can.
The hard work that all baseball players put in is evident when you get to the major leagues. The extended work and the rededication once you get there, I've watched a lot of your teammates. I watched a lot of Chicago players over the years, Michael. But you're an incessant worker on defense, an incessant worker in the cage. Not to blow it out of proportion, but how much have you taken the talent that God has given you and gotten the very most out of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like super, super thankful and super blessed to just, have the ability to go out here and, have a little bit of talent and, a little bit of God, just gifted me with some abilities. But, outside of that, I think you just see a lot of guys, there's no recipe for why they're here. It's got to give it abilities, but it's also a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication, not only on the physical side, but also the mental side. I think that was like the biggest thing for me last year was just, seeing what those guys, worked on, what they thought, how they prepared, how they flushed things. A lot of times it's easier said than done, but, taking that and trying to run with it from guys like Dansby and, Nico, Happer, like that helps me a lot. Super thankful for.
Michael, you're a very aware young professional, so I'm sure that you hear or hear about people who are clamoring for you to be in the lineup against tough lefties all the time. And you were last night against Carlos Rodon, and maybe those kinds of things have begun to change and shift a little bit. But just curious, as much as as much as some people outside of the team on Sports Talk Radio, for instance, might be saying, Michael Bush has got to play against lefties. You got to give him a chance to do that. Have you ever stepped forward and had that conversation? Or do you just, as a professional, accept those kinds of things and wait for things to shift and gradually as you improve?
Yeah, you know, that's something that I think, you know, no matter who you are, no matter what level you're at, like, as a competitor in you, like, everybody wants to be out there every day. You know, but at the same time, you know, just continuing to work and continuing to stay ready for whenever my name's called. I've always looked at it as, you know, I think oftentimes we can get selfish no matter who you are, but this is about, you know, the Chicago Cubs and, you know, everybody in here, everybody in the clubhouse, from the coaching staff to the players is, you know, we showed up today to try to, you know, beat the Yankees today. And everybody in that clubhouse is trying to do just that. And you got to respect it. And, you know, it's about the Cubs. It's not about us. And just going in there with that mindset and then, you know, being ready for whenever my name's called. And, you know, whether that's against a righty, whether against a lefty, whether that's defensively on the bases, no matter what that is, just trying to stay ready, trying to stay prepared and, you know, do my job today.
Come on, Michael. Tell him exactly what I always say to you when you're not in the lineup. I go up to Michael and I say, you know, if you want me to go into counsel's office and talk, and he goes, when I first said that to him, David, he goes, oh no. I mean, you know, like I was going to do it. But, you know, the reality is that every player wants to play every inning of every game. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. You know, that's like part of the thing. Like, I think most guys would be lying if they said they didn't. You know, it's something that, you know, I think a lot of players at this level, they have a lot of confidence in themselves and they have a lot of confidence in who they are as a player. But at the same time, you know, it's not about me. It's not about, you know, any individual. It's about the Cubs. And, you know, I think that just having a little bit of that perspective, you know, I learned that from one of my college coaches, Mike Fox. So it was one thing that he said was, when I was in college, the university is bigger than anybody. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. And that's kind of the same thing here. Chicago Cubs are bigger than everybody. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than everybody in there. But at the same time, that's kind of the job we're called to do. No matter if you like it or not, it's just, you know, part of it. And, you know, whenever your name's called, you just got to be, just try to be ready.
How much fun was it to play back in Minnesota where you were a high school quarterback star and you go back there playing as a major leaguer for the first time? I'm sure you saw some old friends and family, and I saw the picture with some guys who are also from Minnesota in the majors with the Twins and the Cubs, and I just wonder what that was like this past week.
Yeah, it was cool. Would have, you know, liked to have gotten away with at least a series win, if not three. So that was tough. I mean, on the field, you know, it kind of just flushes everything. You know, you're kind of just back in the box trying to give a good bat and trying to play defense on that. But outside of the field, you know, there's a couple of times I just tried to step back a little bit and just be a little more thankful than maybe sometimes I am. But it was really cool to just see family, see friends, see a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time, but who were, you know, maybe a little bit a part of my life, you know, growing up in elementary school, middle school, high school. So just kind of took a step back away from the field and was super thankful. But yeah, at the same time, it would have been a little happier if we could have got one or two more wins.
I just one more follow-up question to that. Did you do the football, hockey, baseball, three-sport thing in high school growing up? And how did that work?
I just did it. I grew up playing hockey and baseball. Hockey and baseball my whole life. So those were the two sports that I played in the winter and the summer. And then I started playing football around seventh grade. So, yeah, I just, you know, football was going and it rolled right into hockey. Hockey was going and then rolled right into baseball. Baseball for the rest of the high school season and all of summer. So I loved it. I enjoyed it. You know, met a lot of people. It was cool to play three different sports. But, yeah, just kind of did it. Enjoyed it.
Michael, for me, last question, and again, David and I really are thankful for you coming on, spending some time before the game today. Explain the Justin Turner dynamic for all of us who don't understand whether or not a player is producing necessarily, but the dynamic of a great teammate and what he brings for all of you guys individually and collectively each day.
Yeah, I think, you know, no matter, like, what role you're in, I think one of the toughest roles in sports is, you know, not facing some of these pitchers every day. And that's something that he's done his whole career. So to be able to give, like, the quality of at bat that he does on a consistent basis when he gets that opportunity is tremendous. But, like, outside of the baseball part, he's talk about one of the better guys that I've met. And you just hear that more and more from guys. They're super pro in the clubhouse, away from the field, on the plane. Like, the dude, he gets the game. He understands the game. He's had countless conversations with the young guys, from me to Pete to Shaw, just consistently, whether it's, you know, mechanics, mental, defense, base running, just little things about the game that he provides is, like, unbelievable. And, you know, to have that kind of guy in the clubhouse and on the field is only going to help us. And, you know, he's put together a great career. And, you know, he can still do it. He can still do it at a high level up here too, which is amazing.
Before we let you go, Michael, I heard Miguel Vargas from the White Sox talk about his path to the majors. He had some success this year, struggling a little bit lately, but he referenced his relationship with you and maybe your example in the same organization with the Dodgers. And I guess I didn't realize the extent that you guys had that relationship and maybe what it meant to him. Do you remember those days, and how happy are you for his success with the White Sox?
Yeah, absolutely. He's, you know, we were kind of, you know, in the same boat in a way. And, you know, had him, you know, when he was, you know, thriving in the minor leagues, and then spent a little bit of time in the big leagues, and, you know, struggled a little bit as a young kid. He was pretty young up there. And, you know, so handling those things kind of together at the same time, you know, we really did bond well together. And then, you know, finding some, you know, things to do outside of the field and things to talk about outside of the field. And, you know, we've just become closer. And I think a lot of that has been, I'm super thankful for, you know, he said something about me, like, I'm super thankful for him. Like, he's helped me in so many ways. But yeah, just excited for his success and loved watching him succeed. Just maybe against the Cubs.
Couple of weeks, we'll find out. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Best of luck the rest of the series. And
I'll see you at Chicago Cut sometime this week.
Yeah.
Need it, Bruce. Need it.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you guys so much.
Michael Bush, the Cubs first baseman who has had an all-star caliber first 100 games of this season.
You know, we make a lot about the team's makeup and guys when they're doing well. We rarely talk about it when they're doing poorly. Michael Bush has been the same throughout this trek of a young player. And you're starting to see, you know, the personality come out to the guy who was, as you pointed out, him and Vargas, far behind in the Dodger organization. That's a good place to be, especially if you get traded, because you have value somewhere else.
312-644-6767. What did you think about Michael Bush and what he had to say? Cubs and the Yankees. Today at 12 o'clock, we are going to build a bridge to the Cubs pregame. Coverage begins at 11:30, first pitch 12:05 on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. We'll be back after this break to talk about the Cubs and the 2005 White Sox celebration. Whatever you want, 312-644-6767.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Oh, man, it's definitely something super special. It's an honor. Something that you get to dream, you dream about. And it's pretty cool. But, I mean, I'm a product of the people around me.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Hawk.
Welcome back Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was Matthew Boyd last Sunday talking about what it meant to him in terms of the All-Star selection. And it was a big deal, and it's a great accomplishment, Bruce. He's pitching today against Max Fried in New York, and he won't pitch Tuesday night in Atlanta. What do you think about that?
Baseball came up with the interpretation that if you're pitching within a few days of the All-Star game, that you're not going to be an All-Star. You're not going to go there and play. I think it sucks.
He's still going. He's going to still go.
He's still going, but he's not going to play.
Get the applause, get introduced.
I don't get it, because starting pitchers throw side sessions a couple days after they pitch, right? So it would be nothing more than a batter or two or an inning, which would be 30 pitches or less.
I'm disappointed. I thought I was going to see Matthew Boyd pitch in the All-Star game.
I just think it takes away from what the All-Star game is all about. The fans vote these guys in. They expect to see them, and they're not going to play.
They're wearing their own uniforms this year again, which is nice.
Plus, the game is a total exhibition now.
It's a total exhibition.
It doesn't mean anything any longer other than ceremonial league against league, showing off your All-Stars, the home run derby, which is, transcends really the All-Star game now.
So Jacob Mazurowski from the Brewers goes in as a replacement. He's pitched 5 games. He's an All-Star? I love the Miz. I mean, I love watching the Miz. I don't like what he's going to do to the Cubs in the future or the present.
Well, I mean, if I'm Freddie Peralta,
can't stop the Miz.
Who's been a perennial go-to guy for that rotation for a long time, gets skipped over because this guy is a sexier pick right now, I'm not in. But the marketing of the game is something we talk about all the time.
Okay.
That we don't market the fun young guys. You know, it's always serve youth right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing here.
Would you give him five games as a hitter? Would he hit, you wouldn't have the same comp. I mean, no. He's this year's Paul
Skeens.
He's
only pitched less than 30 innings, right?
It's a prisoner of the moment move. We're all prisoners of the moment.
No, but they are responding to it like the NBA or the NFL would.
In a way.
They're marketing their game, the young players, the stars. PCA is going to be all over the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, the media relations
department.
He's
the first player in Major League history to have 25 homers, 25 stolen bases, and 70 runs batted in by the All-Star.
Yeah, nobody even talked about that stat ever before.
It's a good one.
It is, but, you know,
it's made up. It's a made-up stat.
We make up new ones.
Stats all the time.
Every day
we
now.
He's the only one
to do it. Okay.
I know.
Do I have to know that to know he's been a great player in the first half?
I think it helps.
No.
We like distinction. We love distinction.
We love numbers.
Well, it's all about numbers now. PCA is the first player.
All you have to do is watch him play to know you're watching something special. You don't need those numbers.
Numbers help.
Numbers help people who don't watch.
Okay, Ozzie. You sound like Ozzie Guillen.
No. If you watch the games, you know he's a great player this year.
I know, but you know. So how does that stack up historically? Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, even though it's a made-up stat.
One of my friends said, is this Mickey Mantle? Is he as good as Mickey Mantle?
You can't say that. You can't say that yet.
No, but the comp for right now, what he's doing. Mm-hmm.
Mickey Mantle never did that.
No, but, you know, PCA hasn't hit 536 home runs.
No,
yet.
So a year and a half into his, or in his first full major league season, because that is what this is.
Is he a better center fielder? Is he a better base stealer? Is he going to be hit 50 home runs two times and be an MVP multiple times? Will he hit 365?
Probably not.
Well, he walks 17,000.
You're demanding.
1,780 times.
I think he's
times.
Just be happy with what he's giving you now. And what he's giving you now is something nobody else in Major League Baseball has ever given any team.
I'm with you. But the comp of Mickey Mantle is like, I told my friend, how about giving it some room to breathe?
The comp might be Ken Griffey Jr.
Come on. I mean,
I heard that comp from Ron Crumer on The Score yesterday.
I know, but it's how he's playing now. It's not a career yet, okay? Baseball is not a linear sport. You have to prove yourself each and every game, each and every year.
Well, everybody's looking for the next PCA and maybe the next Ken Griffey Jr. because that's what tomorrow will offer all kinds of possibilities to teams in the amateur baseball draft. And we will talk to the White Sox director of amateur scouting, Mike Shirley, when we come back on The Score. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.